This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director, Alicia Graf Mack. Plus, five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Some CTA riders are rattled by this week's murders on the Blue Line and are changing their routines as a result. My colleague Anna Savchenka talked with commuter Alex Rodriguez, who saw on TV that four people were shot dead near the Forest Park Blue Line stop on Monday.
It was kind of surprising because usually I get on the Forest Park stop, so it was a little scary. Kind of made me a bit anxious to get on the train.
The 18-year-old takes the Blue Line to Columbia College downtown, where he's a freshman. And after the shooting, his parents convinced him to start commuting by car instead, even though it would take longer than by train. Officials say the shooting appears to be random and a motive is still unknown. A suspect has been ordered to remain in police custody while awaiting trial. Illinois State Senator Doris Turner says she's holding off on filing police reform legislation in honor of Sonia Massey. Massey was a 36-year-old black woman, and she was fatally shot by former sheriff's deputy Sean Grayson in her home. The Springfield Democrat says she's waiting on feedback from the Massey Commission. That commission was created to address systemic issues in law enforcement. And before the full commission is selected, a public listening session will be held September 16th. Renowned journalism professor Stephen Thrasher says he's been suspended by Northwestern University over his support of Palestinian human rights. A university spokesperson says he can't comment on the decision because it's a personnel matter. Thrasher posted on X that classes he was scheduled to teach in the fall about reporting on viruses and LGBTQ issues have been canceled. The Illinois Flag Commission is now accepting designs for a new state flag. The current Illinois flag was adopted in 1970. It features the state seal with the word Illinois underneath it against a white background. Democratic State Senator from Springfield, Doris Turner, says the flag should represent what it truly means to live in Illinois.
The seal represents government, and I believe that the flag should be a symbol that represents the people and not the government.
The public has until October 18th to send in their works of art, and then the commission will whittle down submissions to 10 flags. Residents will be able to vote online for their favorites in January. And then in the spring, the General Assembly will make the final decision to either adopt a new flag design or keep the current one. Well, we're just 3 days away from the Chicago Bears' first game of the season, and for rookies Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze, anticipation is high for the duo's first real game at Soldier Field. Odunze says he's most looking forward to watching his first flyover during the national anthem with fellow receiver DJ Moore.
College, you know, you always in the locker room for the national anthem and for the flyover, and I'm a big fan of fighter jets, so I finally get to see that. I'll be right next to my boy DJ, and you know, I'll be able to, you know, lean over and cry on his shoulder, and then get ready to play.
The rookie tandem's first test comes against the Tennessee Titans on Sunday. Weather today, sunny skies, quite warm, a high in the mid-80s, and then cloudy tonight, a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, a low in the mid-60s, and then cooler on Friday, partly sunny skies, some isolated showers, temperatures holding steady around 70. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.